Welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita, a conversation of love, life, and relationships. Hello, and welcome to our sixth episode of Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. This is Benita.
And this is Ellis.
This is our conversation of love, life, and relationships. So how you been this week, Doctor?
I have been evolving. Evolving, understanding. You know, the more we talk about love, the more it causes me to think about what I didn't do, what I need to be doing, and how I can do things differently. Okay. But I've had an epiphany in this.
Oh, let's hear it.
The epiphany was that I always love out of fear. So okay. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, you know, perfect love casts out fear, right?
Okay.
And I was beginning to think about that, how I've always loved based in fear. Fear I'm going to lose you. Fear something's going to happen. And I realized you can't operate in love when you have all these fears embedded inside of your psyche, your emotions, and it's everything basically causes panic and stress. So I was guilty of that. And so now I know what I didn't do, and I know what I have to do moving forward. That was my thing.
All right, that's good. So, I mean, that's what this show is about. It's about growth. It's about our growth. It's about our listeners listen to us, and hopefully they're taking something from it and they're growing as well. And, you know, again, we want to invite you listeners to hit us up on our Facebook page, Love Wins with Ellis and Benita, or our email, Love Wins with Ellis and Benita @gmail.com, with your comments and questions and feedback. We invite that. So today we're going to talk about protecting your relationship. So I was just sitting here telling Ellis that I got a whole playlist that plays in my head. And the song, when I came up with this topic, the song that's playing in my head is You Talk Too Much.
You never shut up. I said you talk too much.
I said you never shut up. So, I mean, I think one of the things that we do in relationship, an example I was using is that, and I don't know if men do this, but women, when we have a challenge in our relationship, we tell people, we tell our friends, we tell our family everything that he's done or did to us that we feel is hurtful. And then when we want to, or we feel like we're over it, or we've forgiven him for the transgression and we want to take him back, sometimes we don't, because one, we're worried about our family and friends looking at him sideways, or we're worried about what our family and friends think about us because we took them back.
Men do that.
What?
Yes, men do that. And men talk just as much as women. And I think there's a misnomer that men don't talk. Oh, men talk. And we talk all the time. And we talk to our homeboys, our homegirls, and we experience the same thing.
Wow, I didn't know y'all talk. I know y'all talk, but...
Oh, yeah, we talk.
Okay.
Oh, we talk.
Because, see, I would think, and this is just an assumption, and I know what assume means, but I would think that men, the ego was too big to tell when...
Mm-mm.
Oh, when you got played or dogged or...
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No.
Wow, I'm learning.
Man, your homeboys, but man... she was gonna do this anyway. You know how many times you done did that? Oh my goodness. I don't know how many times I've heard that. And I think, I know for me, my males hold me accountable. And even the whole notion of, oh, she tried to play me. And they were like, well, remember you tried to do such and such. I mean, they're gonna remind you of what you said and what you've done, mm-hmm. as if what you're going through is karma. So that's offensive. But going back to what you're saying, no, I think men talk more than women. And I think a lot of that's because men value, you know, approval and affirmation the way a woman values approval and affirmation.
Okay.
And I think it's healthy.
Now, I think it is healthy.
Whether that protects a relationship, I don't know. I don't know. I've messed that up more than once.
Yeah. I mean, I think in order
twice,
to...
Twice, three times a lady.
I think when protecting relationships, sometimes it is better to hold some things to your vest, or if you have, you know, a neutral party, like, a, you know, if you go to therapy, and a lot of us do, you know, it's healthy. If you have a life coach, you know, maybe that neutral party is the one to have that conversation with, not your best friend, because your best friend go, right. You know, yeah.
I do have one person who knows where all the bodies is buried.
Okay.
And I know where all her bodies are buried. Mm-hmm. But yes, yes. And she's the one who would say, N-I-G-G-A. Uh-huh. What you think? Like,
right.
So yes, I think you do need one person, but.
But that person has to understand you and put your best interests first. Because if you are, all right, so we all make mistakes. We're all flawed, right? So we've all had harsh conversations that we've said some things that perhaps we really didn't mean. We were reacting, right? And so if you take, like, if you go to your friend and I say, he called me dumb. I'm using a real example. You already know. Like, he called me dumb. And so, you know, the people who know me know that you can say I'm silly, I'm goofy sometimes, but dumb I am not. And
so what if he had said, which one are you, dumb or stupid?
Your mama.
What if he said your mama?
Which one is your mama?
Which one is your mama? There we go. Okay.
You know, but, you know, and so let's say he comes back and he apologizes for that. And then the things that he shows in the next 3 or 4 months are, you know, it's different. Now, if you tell, you know, your best person, your best girl, your dude, or whoever, he called me dumb. You know, it's hard that when you go back, he's like, you dumb. He's dumb for real. You know, so do you tell everything? You know, sometimes it's okay to shut up. You know, you talk too much.
There is an African proverb that says, it is better to be thought of as a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. we need to learn to, you know, keep our mouth closed. You know, yeah, I have said that, you know, that's just dumb. And someone would say, oh, you called me dumb. I said, no, I didn't say you were dumb.
It's different.
I just said, that's dumb.
Right. And I do listen to all of the words. You know, if you said that's dumb, because I do dumb stuff. Right. I may, you know, every now and then. But if you say you're dumb.
What's the difference?
Because, I mean, sometimes you don't know the dumb stuff you do is until, you know, it's dumb until after you do it. You know, it's like you try. You try something.
He called you dumb.
Shut up. It ain't even that funny. But you know, you try something.
I wish I could get away with calling some people dumb.
Well, it wasn't quite getting away with it. Because you know I have a way with words.
I know you slice and dice.
I did. And I was very polite. But you know, he got cut and he was very upset by the cutting that he got. You know, but you know, you gotta learn.
You're gonna learn me today.
You're gonna learn today.
Like you got me all the way messed up.
Exactly. So it's good. You know, after you got that whipping, that verbal whipping, you're gonna be all right. You come back.
Oh gosh. Mm. Okay.
And so, you know, so just like we can't tell all of the bad, sometimes we can't tell all of the good.
No.
Because that's a different way of protecting your relationship. Everybody that is sitting in your audience ain't really sitting there cheering you on. Some of them wait for you to fail.
Most of them are.
Yeah, they're waiting for you to fail. And so you have to be very careful about who you select to be on your front row.
I think the difficulty of knowing who you can trust and who you can't trust, or you can communicate to, or what the boundaries is, again, you know, when we were being raised, you know, I know my grandmother would always say, boy, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Mm-hmm.
She would always give me little snippets of information on how to see if someone's trustworthy. I think now with social media, people pretty much tell who's trustworthy, who's not trustworthy. Mm-hmm. And you can sense, like, when you say something to somebody and they may take that and post it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I don't think we do a good job of discerning who to trust and who not to trust. And I think it's easier now than it was, say, 10, 15 years ago. I saw something.
You think it's easier because we're so transparent on Facebook or on social media?
Yes, okay. Yes. I saw something somebody posted this morning. And the first thing that came to my mind was like, I know he was a sucker.
I told you that, yeah. Right?
I could tell that he was a sucker. And it wasn't anything abnormal. Mm-hmm. It just, I had these spider senses, this intuition that he wasn't authentic. And so in his presence, he's like, hey, let me do something together, woo, woo, woo. I'm like, eh. You know, it's like, eh. I just knew he wasn't authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could just tell the way he was dressed, the way he presented. And I've been seeing a pattern with him just always like whining and complaining. It's like, dude, mm-hmm. get a pair, you know, grow up. Yeah. And I think when someone is that sensitive, you need not be around me because I'm going to offend you.
Yeah.
And so I think a part of having people in your circle that are not easily offended when you are being your authentic self.
Right. Especially offended by you.
Yes.
Because if they know you.
Yes.
And know that I love you.
That's right.
And so when you love a person, everything that you say may not be served, you know, on a silver platter, or may not go down smooth like honey.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's going to be like rock candy.
Or sea moss.
Yeah.
Or sea moss.
Yeah. Or sea moss.
But I think that goes back to, you know, having people around you that love you unconditionally and understand who you are and are not, and they're not intimidated by your authentic self.
And even those relationships have to be protected.
Yes.
I tell you, we have situations, and I'm sure, you know, since you told me men talk as much as women, where, you know, you have a bunch of women friends or acquaintances, like me,
right.
You know, have a lot of women friends and acquaintances. And I have had situations where, you know, some of them may jockey for position, you know, you want to be closer. And, you know, so you may say some things that are not all that positive about another person who's in my circle.
Mm.
And so for me to protect those relationships, I don't bring everybody around everybody.
That's wise.
You know, so sometimes if I know, you know, Amy is a person who just wants this one-on-one attention, she and I gonna hang out by ourselves. But, you know, I'm not going to bring you around too many other people. But you can have other people.
So what if you have a gathering, like a birthday party or something, and you're celebrating? You still, that still applies?
Well, the birthday party is a little different because that's a large group. You know, I'm like,
you're not when
you see me, you've seen me in a social setting.
Right.
So I can move around.
Yes.
You know, and so that's what I'm going to do at a large event like that. But, you know, just like, let's go for drinks. Nah, I got to be strategic about who I choose to do that with.
Wow.
And it's really it's protecting the relationships with those people, but also protecting my sanity. Because it's exhausting, you know, when you have, you know, you gotta know, as you mentioned, you gotta know your people and know what they need and know what they need from you.
Wow. You know, I'm glad you said that. I was amongst men last night, a gentleman came in, and he went to play golf. And the other guy was like, why you invite me to play golf? And he was like, well, I play with you on 2 days out of the week. I play with this group on, you know, one day out of the week. They're older group. He's like, well, I want to hang with them. He's like, nah. He said, I don't want to mix my partners. And so the younger person was kind of offended. And his reasoning for that is, you're not going to vibe with them. They're not going to vibe with you. We talk about different things.
Just
we
say do stuff that, differently. But say it.
And he said it, and the guy was like, "Well, I understand. I ain't good enough." He's like, "Nah, you said you ain't good enough. Because obviously you are good enough. You and I play together twice a week. You know what I mean?" And I was just amazed how he handled that. Mm-hmm. And he was honest enough front, and he wasn't budging.
Because it's awkward. Like, if I'm with, you know, like my wine friends, and our whole conversations, or of the wine monopolizes the conversation.
Right.
I would feel that my friends who are not into wine the way we are may feel left out of the conversation. So I'm not going to bring you. If you're a non-drinker, other than my sister who doesn't drink when she drives, hey, I ain't bringing you. I need a driver, and she's going to be fine. Yeah, but I'm not going to, I wouldn't, you know, subject you to that.
I think that's a mature move. Mm-hmm. That most of us don't learn in our 20s and in our 30s. I think it's when you get up in age, you realize everyone doesn't have to hang out with everybody. Mm-hmm. It's good to have separate pockets of friends. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that until recently. Honestly, I didn't know that until like the last 6 months.
So you were just bringing all of us together.
Trying to bring everybody together.
Yeah.
You know, trying to please everybody, you know, because of pleasing everybody also was pleasing to myself. But also now understanding like everybody, I don't got to be everybody's house. That's why I put on Facebook, you know, learn to be okay with not being invited. Mm-hmm. I love not being invited now.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because it lets me know who you are and how much you think of me, how much you value me.
Because a lot of times we get invitations and we really don't want to go, but we feel obligated to go.
But at least we get an invitation.
Yeah. But I'd rather people think about it. You know, think about, you know, Benny don't like none of these people. But see, bring me.
See, I think this is a slippery slope.
All right.
Because especially around holidays and, you know, 4th of July cookouts, you know, I saw someone posted, you know, how they was having this big cookout. And I thought I was like...
You thought you was in.
I thought I was cool with them, right? And then I was like, oh, I didn't get an invite.
You cried in the car.
I was like, I was in my feelings for a second.
Okay.
But then I saw that post about being okay, you know, not to be invited. Mm-hmm. But I think it goes back to what you were saying that, you know, maybe they would think, oh, Ellis wouldn't have felt comfortable being around all these married couples. Because okay. they were all married and coupled up.
Okay.
Well, if I come in, you know, being my single self, what am I going to talk about? Right. You know, divorce?
Right. Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you about this divorce I got going on. You know? So, again, it was hindsight. I began to think about, you know what? I would not have been comfortable around them.
Right.
It would not have been a good fit. So I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But for that moment, I was in my feelings.
Wow.
Because, you know, as a single, you know, father, you know, you want companionship. You want camaraderie. But if your so-called friends are not saying come over or invite you over, you know, then, but now I don't care because I got other friends like you.
Yeah, you got me, and you're always invited to cook out.
You know what I'm saying? Always. Now. And when we do have our big cookout, they ain't invited.
There
now.
You go.
Because I can be petty. What? How you like that? You like apples? How you like them apples?
That's so crazy. So it's time that we take a break, and we're going to come right back with more conversation of protecting your relationship.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
And we're back with Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. We're talking about protecting your relationship. So I guess in the divine order, we see men as being protectors. Women have to protect their kings as well.
Speak on it. Talk that talk.
So I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Mm-hmm. I have a client that's coming out with a book, Mr. Ajani Sekou, and he's describing it, and it's been used before as a chess game. The queen has her rooks, bishop, and knights, but she has one king, and she uses all those other pieces to protect her king. So ladies, are we protecting our kings out here?
Hello.
You know?
Because if you don't, somebody else will.
Yeah, we got to protect them.
Yeah.
So what are we not doing, King Ellis?
You know, when I was in college, I worked with a lady. Her name was Dr. Ruth Jones. She was over top of the EEOC. And I never forget, we were talking about she was discussing an issue that took place on campus in which there was an infidelity that occurred. And as I'm sitting as an intern working in the office and I'm listening to it, and her final words was, if you don't keep your man, somebody else will keep your man. And so I said, Dr. Jones, what do you mean? She says, the affair or the differences of what took place was a result of a man not feeling kept. And she's like, it's easy to keep a man. And so she started to tell me what women can do to keep a man.
What did she say?
Your paper event. What she talked about, understanding the men are very simple. And the men pretty much desire three things. They want to be fed. They want to be loved on intimately. And essentially, men want to be told what to do. But she talked about, you know, there's a way to get them to do what you want them to do by building them up. She said, my first husband, I was telling him he was going to the moon. I knew he wasn't going to the moon. He didn't know, he knew he wasn't going to the moon, but he felt like he was going to the moon. And therefore, with that, I did what I need to do
to help him get to the moon.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we should do. You know, he feels
just affirmation.
Like
she was affirming
him.
You
want to go to the moon? Yeah. We're going to help you get to the moon.
Yeah. And at the time being, I think I was 22, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand what she was saying.
Okay. So, all right. You got this queen. And she's telling you, I'm going to get you to the moon. All right. And so then what happens when some other princess on the street, she's like, I can get you to the moon too, boo.
Mm.
So, because it happens.
So one what I've learned in my numerous failures in this topic is in order to protect my love, I cannot be distracted by the overtures or temptations of somebody else. If I'm going to protect, because you said something to me a while ago about feeling protected, and it's like oftentimes men haven't protected you. And it made me start to think that in what areas of my life have I failed to protect women? So if you're entertaining a side conversation, if you are sharing something that you know that you shouldn't share, but you're upset and angry, and, you know, then you're not protecting that person. So it's not just about protecting the love, it's loving the person enough to protect their emotions and their reactions to a disagreement that y'all had.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know how to do that.
Okay.
I think that's vital in any relationship. So yeah. I'm not gonna say how Bonita feels to somebody that she don't really like.
Right.
You know.
Right. Because I think, you know, that goes back to what we were talking about in the first segment when we were saying, you know, we don't tell our friends everything. I think that even goes to how we need to protect the person that we're with.
Yes.
You know, because sometimes it's all reactionary when it first happens. And so if we sit down and we think about it and we dissect it, you know.
Lord, forgive me for the times I didn't protect them. And forgive me, Lord. Forgive me.
You're forgiven, my child.
Thank you.
I think we, you know, we do need to be a little bit more mindful before we talk too much.
Mm. You never shut up.
Yeah, pull it back. Yeah. You know, wait. You
but
know.
Why are we talking? Is it because the person we want to talk to is not listening?
That, or sometimes we just feel like we need somebody. We need somebody in our amen corner. You know, so we go and talk to a person. Usually the first person we talk to is a person that we know is going to agree with us.
So we've already established that we need other relationships outside of our primary relationship.
Mm-hmm. And those relationships, just to be clear, it's not like...
They're platonic, they're friendships. Yeah,
just friends. Okay. And so we usually go to a person who's going to agree with us. But sometimes we got to look at, why are they agreeing?
Yes.
You know.
That's a good point. That's a good
there
point.
There are women, you know, out here who, you know, we're single. And some of us may want... We're jealous of Sister Girl's amazing relationship. And so we're like, girl, leave him. You don't need me. He don't even deserve you. You better not talk to him no more. Because, you know, maybe she wants you to be more like her. Because when you all up in love, you don't have time to talk to her on an everyday basis. You don't have time to play golf with him on an everyday basis. Because right. You all in love.
Right.
And so, you know, so we have to just be mindful. Because everybody who is giving us this good advice, and I'm putting up air quotes, y'all can't see me, this good advice, is not good intentioned.
You know, I don't think men are wired to think that way. I think we make a wrong assumption in that we're very impulsive, and sometimes what we share, it's out of emotion, and we don't give consideration to protecting, you know, the person we're talking about. And again, I've been guilty of that. And I know a lot of men have been guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the whole idea with venting, but even when you're venting, you got to be careful who you're venting to and what you're saying.
Sure.
But I know I've been guilty of not. Now I'm much more cautious.
Okay.
Like I had made a comment to someone. She's like, oh, you can talk to me. I'm like, I got some people I can talk to. I don't need to talk to you. And she said she was offended by that. But I was like, I don't want you to think that me talking to you, you know, you're trying to, you know, slide in.
Right. Because sometimes people can look at that. Like, you're talking to, you know, a person of the opposite sex. You know, they're listening for, they listening for the gaps. The
women are notorious for that. Notorious for thinking, oh, because we talk, well, I'm interested in you. No, I'm only talking like I talk to them at a baseball game.
Right. I said beside you.
I just said beside we're just talking, you know.
Men are that way too, though.
Men are
not. Sometimes the friendliness,
that's true.
I smell a lot.
Yes.
And that's the only issue I have.
But you also flirt too.
What? That ain't so. So.
If y'all could have seen her facial expression.
So, you know, so sometimes folks, you know, I smell. And they take that as something, I smell at everybody.
That
I
you
like
do.
To smell.
That you do.
And so.
And you have a beautiful smile.
Thank you. And it's covered up with a mask these days. So I got to work with, I got to learn how to use my ass.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, so it's maybe it's how you smile. Because certain people smile in such a way, it may be perceived as though you're being flirtatious. But if you're smiling, you're blinking your eyes, and you got your head tilted, or, you know.
Yeah, I smile and I make contact.
Eye contact.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And I engage you. So,
yes.
Like, there's a guy at the grocery store every day. You know, I speak to him. I make eye contact, and he'll ask me a few little questions, like, how you doing? What you going to cook today? I answer. Mm-hmm. I like to talk.
Yes, you like to talk.
So then I get my stuff in my basket, and I walk my block and a half on home.
Now, are you getting anything free in that?
No, I don't get anything free. But
oh,
you know,
shucks. That's a waste of time. I get something. You got to put some extra in the bag.
All women at the cash register.
Oh, okay. So, they no, snitches.
They don't
they
like
snitches.
Me like that.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, he gets friendlier and friendlier every time. But I'm just being nice.
What should you, how do you respond? Like, I'm just being nice?
Well, if he asks me, you know, like, he's asked me about dinner. And I say, oh, no, not yet. You know, I ain't ready to go out yet. I can do that. I can carry that till I'm like 80.
Right,
you know.
Right.
And so, you know, but I'm not interested, but it's just me being nice. And I've never said anything. Listen, this has been going on since COVID. So since early March, I just learned his name like last week.
So if you were in a relationship, would that interaction be one that was crossing the line?
Not to me.
Not to you.
Mm-mm. Because I'm just being nice to the man at the grocery store.
Okay.
How you feel?
I would agree.
Okay.
But if I was the man, I'd be like, yo, why he keep speaking to you? And I'll be like, you know he trying to do right.
I said, you know why he keeps speaking to me? Because mm-hmm. I'm the one who keep having to go to the grocery store every day. If here you go to the grocery store, then he won't be speaking to me. How about that?
The denial is real. The female denial is stronger than a gorilla.
Ain't no female
a
denial.
Silverback gorilla.
If you go to the grocery store, he be speaking to you. Yeah,
nah,
what up, bro?
Nah, he ain't gonna be speaking to me. Yeah, homie, he ain't be speaking to me like that. Ask me about dinner, what you cooking. You better not be. So there's some other kind of issues going up in here. But, you know, it's amazing how women can do that, not see it as being unprotective of the love that you say that you have, and then defend the position, or I'm just being nice.
But if you come with me to the grocery store, I'm going to walk in, I'm going to be holding your hand. I'm just like, hey, whatever your name is, this is my husband, Bebo.
Right. But if the shoe was on the other foot, if a man had an interaction with a female, then how would you or other women respond?
Well, we're not the same.
Here we go. There
Venus
we
and
go.
Mars, baby.
Ding, 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 ding.
We are not the same because this is how I see women.
Bingo!
So I was in this situation. I was hanging out with this person that I was dating at the time. And so a woman came in. And he said, hey, baby, like he spoke to her. And so I knew that he had a relationship with her because men don't do that. Just regular.
What you mean?
What you mean, Randy? That's not what you do.
Can you elaborate on
that? Uh-huh. if she was just some random, just regular girl, everything was platonic. You were like, hey, girl, how you doing? Or hey, lady, or it ain't gonna be baby.
See, I would say, hey, darling, how you doing? Hey, baby, how you doing?
You ain't gonna say no baby.
I will say darling. Hey, honey, how you?
Darling is kind of wacky when I say that.
I am a darling fanatic. I call you, hey, darling, how you doing? Hey, I'm Falfa and Darla. Darling.
It is wacky. He's a little rascal.
Yeah, I am dating myself straight up. But I think darling is a very
non-committal. I like it.
It's friendly.
It is.
Hey,
it is
darling.
Friendly.
Yeah. But baby. Yeah.
Baby is like, that's a little bit more intimate. So I knew.
So if a woman said, baby, how you doing?
Now, okay. Now we do that to younger people sometimes. I think. I don't. But I've heard it. It's just Mars, Venus.
So
different.
There are certain words men are not allowed to say. Because that alludes to some other interest. However, yeah. Women can say the exact same words and it don't mean nothing, but that's what we do.
Well, because baby from a woman to a younger person is more of a nurturing role.
So what if it's a baby to a man of a similar age?
Maybe. What, if the man says it to a younger woman? Is that what you're asking?
Oh, no. We know that's inappropriate. You cross the line.
But you know, you've got some older uncles and stuff. Like, hey, baby, you know.
Yeah, and as my children say, Dad, that's weird. He should not be calling me baby. That's weird. But, you know, but
maybe in the next generation they won't be called baby, but ours they still call.
So now we're talking about words. How about when you're talking to someone and you put your hand on their shoulder or you grab their arm or their hand? So is that protecting the love when you're in a committed relationship?
No, because I don't believe in touching. Now, especially, you know, black women, touching our hair is like sex. You know, you don't touch our hair.
No.
Right.
No. You can't even look at the hair.
Yeah, it's like, nah.
Nah.
Yeah, okay. We ain't intimate. You don't touch the hair.
Right. However, black men are very, it's going to be very hands-on. You know, unintentionally.
I mean, well, I'm a hugger. You know, pre-COVID, I'm a hugger.
Okay.
And so, you know, I will hug strangers. You know, I will hug anybody. What? You're sitting all back, about to fall out the chair. You're sitting back so far.
So you're trying to tell me that you hug everybody.
I am a hugger.
So you're trying to tell me
that. But there's different hugs.
Oh, I know it was
coming. You got church hugs.
Yeah. I know it was coming.
Like, you keep it apart. You like pat on the back. You got the side hugs.
This, the hypocrisy today has been revealed, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the wine. It's 14.6%.
I'm glad at the hypocrisy, and this is
have different hugs. You don't hug everybody the same way.
This is how arguments and disagreements begin between men and women, because sometimes when women attempt to offer loopholes on blatant disregard.
So sometimes men are wrong and women are right, is what you're saying.
Here we go. So if a man says to a woman, "Hey, can you not hug so much?" And she's like, "What? I'm a hugger. That's what I do." And he's like, "Yeah, but I feel uncomfortable." And she says, "Well, that's on you. I'm going to do me."
No, and so,
let me finish. Right. So the man says, "Okay, you going to do that?" So the man goes out and starts emulating that behavior.
So he just hugging everybody.
He just hugging everybody. Oh, man, you hugging everybody. Oh, no, yeah, I'm modeling you since, you know, I'm modeling your behavior. But now it becomes an issue. It's an issue because now he's doing what she was doing, and that's a problem. Because I've seen women do that very quickly. Mm-hmm. And then the man get upset. I'm like, but dude, she doing what you did. So, you know, we can't be upset when another person is doing the same thing.
But I don't do this.
Here we go.
No. You got to be you. If you are a hugger, you already know I'm a hugger. Right. But if you're not a hugger, for you to already, all of a sudden, you just want to hug everybody, that's fake. That's some bull.
But those are the extremes you have to go through in order to get women to understand that we have emotions and boundaries as well.
That's true.
Women have a large field to play in. Men do not. I recall this woman coming up, and she literally touched my chest. And so I touched her chest back. And she's like, "You can't be touching my chest." And I said, "What makes you think you can touch my chest?" And she's like, "Well, because I'm a woman." And I was trying to get her to understand how inappropriate and inconsiderate she was, and she would not back down off of that. And I was livid from the fact that she touched me, but more so the fact that she was offended that I touched her.
Okay.
So, and I said to her, I said, "You don't know if I'm married or not." I said, "You don't know? Well, I was just playing." I said, you don't play with me.
You don't play like that.
Like that. You can come and touch me. I don't like people touching me if you don't know me.
Right.
And you got to get all up in your feelings. And I'm like, she's missing the entire point.
I hear you.
But it was okay in her mind to do that because I'm a woman. That's sexual assault. Sexual harassment.
That's true.
All the time. Men can't do that, especially now after Me Too.
But we shouldn't, women shouldn't do it either. So I hear you. I'm with you. So we are going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up this conversation about protecting your relationship. We'll be right back.
Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music is an eclectic blend of genres for your listening pleasure. Find our podcast on the Black Talk Radio Network or listen to our stream on Live 365. From praise to timeless tunes to an all-out dance party, our DJs spin the tunes to make you feel good. Reminisce with us on Thursdays as we take you back to our greatest moments. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music, the intersection of music and culture.
And we're back with Love Wins with Ellison Benita. So, all right, so we know you beat me up, Ellison.
I do apologize. Yay! One for Ellis, 10 for Benita.
It's the wine. I'm blaming it on the alcohol. You know, that's my playlist in my head, man. I'm blaming it on alcohol. So, protecting your relationship. So we said we're going to be mindful of what we tell our friends or loved ones about our relationship, because sometimes you may want to go back, or sometimes everybody you're talking to ain't in your corner. And we need to do a better job at protecting our mate. So in order to protect our partners, we got to know our partners, which goes right back to communication.
Question.
Yes.
But if you want to go back to whom you just drug through the mud, that's your business.
It is, but you know your friends or the people around you sometimes make it, they turn on you or turn their back on you. But you're not really my friend if you do that.
So are they really your friend? They're not going to support the decision you're making? I mean, you're not committing any crime. If you want to give, you know, a person another chance, what's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Now, I agree. We should protect, you know, the relationships and be mindful of what we say, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But the decision we make is on us. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. I'm just kidding.
That's your decision. I'm going to talk about you, but I love you.
Oh, I'm going to talk about you. You do what you got to do, but I'm going to let you know.
I love you.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I try and be a realist of our relationship.
People don't want to know the truth until it's over. Well, I try to tell you, but why you didn't tell me then? Because you weren't listening. You knew he was, man, don't get me started.
All right, so let's talk about that. I mean, that's not really what we talk about, but I want to talk about that. Should we tell people when you know something? When do you tell?
Oh, no.
We don't tell?
Unless it's life or death. They'll find out.
So, if you see my man and he out with some other woman, and it's like, it's not even casual out. They all booed up, kissing, hugging and stuff. You gonna tell me you ain't gonna snap no picture and text me that picture right now?
No, I'm gonna go up to him and be like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? John? What's up? Ellis? Benita's co-host?
My dude. Right, you know?
Yeah. She was just talking about you, like, matter of fact, like just a few minutes ago. Let's just call her up. How about that? That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
I'm not taking no pictures because I'm gonna put pressure on that cat for him to come out and say, well, I saw Ellis, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna say to
Make
me like
tell.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that style.
Yeah. No doubt.
Okay.
Now, of course I'm gonna have some pictures too. Now. You know, but I'm gonna let you know I'm the one taking the pictures of you.
Yeah.
Hey, let me get a picture of you right now, right?
Yeah, just your girl.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Right in your face.
Do what y'all were doing before I came
exactly.
over here.
Right in your face.
I like that style.
Yeah, right in your face. No, I want to do it right in your face. I want you to know I'm the one to drop a dime. No, I got the dime. I ain't going to drop it. I want you to drop it yourself. Straight up.
So I got a question for you.
I got an answer, I think. I hope.
You all up in love. You love this woman. She's willing to accept me as your friend.
Yes.
And, your other girlfriend as your friend, and she loves the children.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's good.
Right.
Grandma don't like them. What you gonna do? Can you protect the relationship from grandma?
I want y'all to know that this is a loaded question. This is an actual situation that has happened.
It didn't happen because that girl, I don't know if she liked me because we didn't even meet.
No one matter. Oh. But grandma didn't like her either. And that's one reason why she had to go. So if grandma don't like you, it's a wrap. Straight up. I'm just saying.
Willing to risk it all for grandma because this could be the one. Grandma could just be reading it wrong today.
Grandma, 89. She done seen a whole lot that I haven't even thought of seeing. So if she don't like her, it's got to be something there underlying. And I had to understand that because this happened. I was hot. I told my mom and my aunt, like,
so
yo, I ain't fooling.
Grandma love anymore. Most people because the grandma don't like nobody.
Grandma, good point. Grandma hug on. Hey baby, how you doing?
Okay.
Where are you from? Well, this grandma just looked at her like.
Okay, so as long as grandma is usually loving.
Grandma saw
some
something.
Some folks don't love.
Grandma
don't like
saw
nobody.
Something.
Okay.
Yeah. So. You have to get the approval of my grandmother. That's just what it is. It's just what it is. That there, she said to me that she was going to stay alive until I found somebody.
Okay.
That's what she said to me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, grandma's going to live for a long time. No, and I'm not saying that to be mean, that you won't find anybody.
She's going to live forever.
Yeah, you won't find anybody, but you know, let her live a long time. That means take your time.
Yeah, no doubt. But I also, too, in all honesty, I have to be mindful that whoever I'm with has to be able to interact with those who love me. And if they don't understand I have cruel people who love me and who will cut for me and bury the body for me, then they're not going to be able to measure up.
Right.
And likewise, I want to meet the men, you know, who would, you know, put me in a box.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Because I really think by the time she gets to grandma, she already been pledged in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been through some stuff.
You know, but somebody told me she didn't meet grandma from jump. You know, she didn't meet grandma from jump. So I had to worry about, you know,
well, just take the woman and grandma to first. I mean, don't waste our time. Grandma don't like it. Don't waste our time getting to like her and we love her and everything. And then grandma says she got to go. And we all heartbroken and everything.
Oh, gosh.
So I just want to tell our listeners about a project that Ellis and my crown jewel are working on.
Crown
my
jewel.
My daughter, Navy. The Black Farmers Market is going to be held in Richmond on August 15th.
9-3-8-9.
And so Navy's here. Now, she's going to have to talk louder because she speaks like a baby, although she's an adult. But this is going to be a series. It's not just a one-time thing. So produce growers and sellers, don't think we're asking you to interrupt what you're doing for us for one time. Every third Saturday, we're going to do this over at the Word of Life Fellowship Church.
The Way of the Lord Fellowship.
The Word of Life.
No, that ain't us.
The Way of the Lord Fellowship. Yes. At 1700 Lair Street in Richmond. Girl, it's your mama talking.
It's your mama talking.
The wine is 14.6%, and it's like early. So I just wanted to bring Miss Navy on since she's here in the home studio. She may as well just tell you a little bit about it. So talk loud, baby.
Okay. So Black Farmers Market is going to be the first of its kind in Richmond. And it was inspired just by the pandemic and how everybody's just getting their hands back in the dirt, getting back into the land and just loving it's the art of just growing and gardening. And I don't know if my mom mentioned to you guys, but she has her garden in the back and it really inspired me to just bring other gardeners together, or the Black gardeners especially, so that we could help feed each other. You know, we're gonna buy, we're gonna sell, we're gonna trade, we're gonna make sure we're all taken care of. And that's it, we're gonna have a good time. We're still looking for vendors, guys. So if y'all wanna vend, if you know some growers or you are a grower, come on down. We're welcome to have you. And that's it, we're gonna have a good old time. It's gonna be fun filled, family filled, COVID regulated. So mask on. That's it.
Yeah. Mask on outside.
It's going to
be hot.
It is going to be hot. But,
oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, my bad.
We got to do it. You know, we don't know where we're going to be by that time, August 15th. But we just want to make sure everybody stays safe. And so let's just go ahead and abide by the rules. We're going to have some entertainment for you. Not only produce vendors, but we have some other folks already committed. So you can buy some really nice things. So we hope to see you out there. And you will definitely, if you don't already know Ellis or me, you're going to meet us because we're going to do our podcast live. So if you want to be a part of the conversation, that's a perfect time to show up. So it's 9-3. We'll let you know closer to the time exactly what time we'll be doing our podcast. I'm hoping to get an appearance from the three guys talking smack and listen to music. Hoping you can see them as well. Maybe I can twist their arm to do a live show from the site as well. So we want to thank you, and we hope that you will support us. If you want to get in touch with them, you can come through our channels, or you can hit Navy up at
VTheWriterPress@gmail.com.
That was V as in Victor, TheWriterPress@gmail.com. You can hit her up, and she'll get you the information you need to vend if there's spots available. So hurry up. Don't delay, and we thank you in advance for your support.
They're filling up fast.
Thank you, Navy, for joining our show.
What they failed to mention is that this is spearheaded by Navy, and she has done a phenomenal job with the flyers, and this is phenomenal. I've been looking to do this for about 4 or 5 years, and I'm excited, and I'm so thankful that Navy is spearheading it.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
To do so.
Thank you for allowing me to help out, and I do nothing.
So we're going to be there. So thanks so much. So Ellis, we got anything else to say about protecting our relationship?
I just want to say I won this round.
We're gonna let the listeners decide.
Y'all know I won. And don't be trying to jump on her side because she a woman.
Jump on my side. So we're gonna be doing also some Zoom events. Ellis has just told me to give him the dates and I just haven't done it. So we're gonna be doing some Zoom events so you guys can talk to us in person or as in person as we're doing right now. And hopefully pretty soon we can do some in-person events. So thank you again for listening. Thank you for being a part of this journey for us. Episode 6, this has gone by so quickly, you know, considering we've been talking about it for about 2 years.
Yes, literally.
So we're just happy to be here and we're happy that you're listening and we're loving the journey that we're growing into. So thank you again. And we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good day. Peace and blessings.
We hope you enjoy Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. Until next time, put love first. Hashtag Love Wins. If you'd like to reach us, reach out at Love Wins with Ellis and Benita at gmail.com.